Paige McPherson was one of the first athletes to make the U.S. Summer Olympic team for 2020. The Taekwondo star has already represented her country at two previous Olympics and won the bronze medal at the 2012 Games in London. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Welcome to the show today. My name is Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you help us sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online at WWIB.com for all the info you need to give and support the show quickly, safely, and, of course, remotely. WWIB.com. Of course, 2020 Summer Olympics are delayed now, pushed to 2021. And today, back with me, is 2018 Grand Prix gold medal winner Paige McPherson. From her home, new home down in Miami, Florida. She is originally from Sturgis, South Dakota. So, Paige, let's go back to 2012, 8 years ago, the London Olympics. You also participated in Rio, but in London, you were the unlikely winner of the bronze medal in your first Olympic experience. Tell me about that.
London was eye-opening. It was something that would be considered once in a lifetime. It was an achievement of a dream of mine that I've dreamt since I was a child, since my parents and I had family time. When the Olympics came around, we would always gather together and watch those amazing athletes, you know, fight for something that they love solely. Most Olympic sports aren't really paid off, aren't paid well, you know, so it's truly just aspiration of something that you love and the desire to be the best in the world for it. And so London, I remember in 2009, I was recruited by my now coach. He had told me, you know, if you want to go to the Olympics, you're going to have to move down to Miami. I'm originally from Sturgis, South Dakota, so it was terrifying to me to move away from my family, everything that I had known, and go to a location that I have no knowledge about. And so I moved down in 2009 with my coach, and I trained at a warehouse with 20 other bodies that were all striving for the same spot in the 2012 Olympics. And there's only four spots in order to make the Olympic team. There's only two women and two men. And so fighting to just be one of them was a challenge in itself. But my coach believed in it. I trusted in God. I mean, God has been my strength throughout this entire journey. Without him, I wouldn't be where I am at here, let alone my first Olympics. And when I made my first Olympics, it was just truly exciting. Everything was new. The London Games was an amazing Games. I'm very fortunate for it to have been in the UK. Everything was done professional. Everything was free for us. So the best way I could explain the Olympics, really, it's like Disney World, but for free. I mean, you have all the attractions. You have a dining hall that's half the size of a football stadium. And all the cuisines are from all over the world, and it's free for you. And then we have all medical that is accessible to us as well. You know, you have these athletes just fixing their teeth and getting LASIK for nothing, you know, just because they can. And then you also have the star attractions, you know, the characters such as Usain Bolt is walking around, Serena Williams is walking around. You have all the NBA players walking around. I had the opportunity to meet Kobe. He was actually a friend of my teammate at that time in 2012. And, you know, I'm starstruck. I don't even know my name at this point, meeting this guy. And you just realize how all these amazing stars, you know, the best in the world, are truly human. They were very, very nice. They were very, very respectful, and they were just excited as me. And then finally, in 2012, I was able to achieve the bronze medal match. It was a moment where I'd lost in the semis to have made the finals, but I had to go back into a repechage, is what they say, is into another bracket in order to fight off for the only bronze. And so I just remember being defeated, but then having to come back by my coach and saying, hey, you got to have a short-term memory. This is it. We still want that bronze medal. And then I ended up winning it. And again, it was just something surreal, something bigger than myself. So much work and dedication, so much sacrifice, you know, now being validated by a bronze medal match while holding the flag, running around the stadium, represent Team USA.
Yeah, what a thrill. Well, it looked, Paige, like you were on your way to perhaps besting the bronze, maybe a silver or gold, the way you were training and competing in Taekwondo before the curtain came down on the 2020 Summer Olympics. So now you'll have another year to train, focused on the Summer Olympics next year, and of course already on Team USA for next summer. But we need to get to our next show. We're out of time for today's program, Sports and Commentary, but the best is yet to come. As we talk about your personal faith in Jesus, you drop that in, how God allowed you to go to London. Let's expand upon that next time with you, if that's okay. With Paige McPherson, the three-time Olympic Taekwondo athlete. We'll be back with you next time, all right?
Yes. Okay, bye.